Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 517. Visible translated text is as follows. Seven and made me sign something before they would let me loose. But it wasn't true. I signed it to get out of jail because they said they would not let me out. It was all written out for me before they made me sign it. Cross-examination. I signed that statement, States Exhibit J. But I didn't tell you some of the things you got in there. I didn't say he left home about 3 o'clock. I said somewhere about 2. I did not say he was not there at 1 o'clock. Mr. Graves and Mr. Pickett of Beck and Gregg Hardware Company came down to see me. A detective took me to your Mr. Dorsey's office. My husband was there and told me that I had told him certain things. Yes, I denied it. Yes, I wept and cried and stuck to it. When they first brought me out of jail, they said they did not want anything else but the truth. Then they said I had to tell a lot of lies, and I told them I would not do it. That man sitting right there, pointing to Mr. Campbell, and a whole lot of men wanted me to tell lies. They wanted me to witness to what my husband was saying. My husband tried to get me to tell lies. They made me sign that statement, but it was a lie. If Mr. Frank didn't eat any dinner that day, I ain't sitting in this chair. Mrs. Selig never gave me no money. The statement that I signed is not the truth. They told me if I didn't sign it, they were going to keep me locked up. That man there, indicating, and that man made me sign it. Mr. Graves and Mr. Pickett made me sign it. They did not give me any more money after this thing happened. 1 week I was paid 2 weeks' wages, redirect examination. None of the things in that statement is true. It's all a lie. My wages never have been raised since this thing happened. 175. They always told me to keep quiet. They always told me to tell the truth and it couldn't hurt.